Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel, and I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely. I've been so lonely I could die. Well, though it's always crowded, you're still gonna find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely. I've been so lonely I could die. Hi guys, this is how to play the absolute classic song, A Heartbreak Hotel by Elvis Presley. I'm using this as a beginner's way to play the blues kind of lesson. The solo, the classic lead guitar part to this song, I'm going to cover in a separate lesson to this, but you will find it in a link in the description as soon as I've made the lesson for that. But I'm using that lesson as a beginner's lead guitar lesson, and this is kind of a beginner's blues rhythm guitar lesson, where we're going to be primarily covering this riff. But also using this song as a variation on a 12-bar blues, using the same chords, but slightly shortening the sequence. And just covering a few little blues tips and tricks here for absolute beginners, how to make basic open chords sound a little bit more bluesy. But first of all, I'm going to show you how to play this big open E chord to form the start of this song, Heartbreak Hotel. You will find the chords sequence and this song fully tabbed out in the description below on my website if you want to check that out. First of all, that's the best place to start. But we want to play a big open E chord just for the basic way to do this song. First of all, E, two strums and a mute to deaden the sound straight after that. So E, E, mute. Well, since my baby left me. And basically that happens just twice, and you've got to have heard the song before to be able to know where that happens, really. It does kind of happen on the and four, if you want to put it to account. So one and two and three and four. But it's best to just kind of listen to the song and make sure you know where it happens. So give that a go along to me. Well, since my baby left me at four, I found a new place to dwell at four. And then on this next time, we're just going to play an E7. So that's four. It's down at the end of Lonely Street and Heartbreak Hotel and Abbey. Just as a really easy way to do it. If you've not played an E7 before, it's a standard way of playing an E major, but with your third finger lifted off. And then we go to an A major. Now we could just palm mute this A major and play it one and two and three and four and. But I'd like to use this as a perfect opportunity to follow on with the substitutions idea that we learned in the previous lesson in this blues guitar series, and a series where we're learning about this B7 chord, where we're going to use a blues riff. We're going to use this one. And this is a substitution, a blues substitution for an A chord. So all the substitution bit means, rather than playing an A chord, we swap that out for a riff that also works in A. And this is how we play our standard A major chord. I've also taught it in my beginner's course like this. Sounds exactly the same, it's all the same notes, just different fingering. If you're playing it the normal way, the kind of standard way through in a line, I guess, your first finger stays down where it is and the other two come off. If you slide your first finger to your side just a little bit, then we just play the A string, which is string number 5, and then string number 4 as well. And to start with, we just play 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. If you're playing it with your first finger on the third string, so my beginner's course way, then it's your middle finger that you need to put your first finger in place of. So take off your middle finger and swap that with your first finger, and then keep that exactly where it is, but make sure it's over your side of the fret, and just play strings 5 and 4 in the pattern of 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Just for 2 bars, just to get used to this, which is essentially a power chord A, which just means we're playing the bass note, or the note that is the lowest A chord, and the next string down, string 5 and string 4. That's all a power chord needs to meet you at the moment. I'll be covering more in depth about power chords a little later in my beginner's course. So along with me for 2 bars to this same pattern, just with your first finger down, 3, 4, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. That's your 2 bars, so pause it there. Okay, so every time we play, I want us to just count, just for a second, 1, 2, 3, 4, okay? It's not the way I want you to count it in the song, but I'm just going to show you where this goes, because a lot of people find it easier to do it this way. I want your third finger to go down, press down on number 3. And then there's a couple of ways to do it. You can keep that down on 4 as well, or you can go back to your first finger on 4. So 1, 2, 3, 4, or 1, 2, 3, 4. The first option, going 1, 2, 3, 4, is easier, but the higher level one, 1, 2, 3, 4, I think sounds better. It gives it a bit more of a push. For 2 bars of the first one, you just have your first finger kind of rocking at an even tempo. And for the second one, there's a bit more of a push involved. That one's more common, in my opinion. But either will fit this song absolutely fine. See which one you can do, see which one feels best to you. And both are entirely correct for this song, because I'm kind of arranging it for beginner's blues guitar. So that happens for just the 2 bars over. I've been so lonely, baby, I've been so lonely. And then we have a B7 chord. Just give that one strum and end it on E. As I say, I'm just trying to get this riff to a point where you can use it with big open chords. So for this second line, which is just 2 bars of this A riff, one strum of a B7 for a bar and one strum of an E for a bar. Let's just give this 2 bars of this A riff a go. A little bit slower. In 1, 2, 3, 4. First, third, first, third, first, third, first, third. And stop there. That's your 2 bars. Then we'd strum a B7 and then finally an E. Let's go for that section one more time. 2 and 3 and 4. And riff, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Then B7. I've been so lonely, I could die. And then that cycles for the whole song, essentially. There are different variations, but I'd rather leave those for the lead guitar parts and kind of keep this as the rhythm part. I showed a couple more in the introduction to this video. That's as a brief teaser of what's to come. But I need you to be able to integrate this riff with your B7 chord, because doing that riff over a B7 chord is much kind of tougher. We'll be doing this kind of stretch, which is a stretch from 2nd fret to 6th fret. So a 4 fret stretch, follow these. And it's tough, so it's much easier to do over the E and A position. So just a round of the verse first of all, and then I'll show you what to do over the solo, because that's slightly different from a rhythm guitar point of view. We have your first line with the stops, one strum of an E7, and then we're away with your second line as we've just done. So from an E major, and I'll use the lyrics to be able to count you in, but also tap the beat as well. Ready on your E major. Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of lone E7, E7, 2 and 3, and riff on A. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and 1 and 2 and 3, B7, 2, 3, and end on E. Okay, a couple of points just to make sure that we're all doing this correctly. As soon as you've strummed the E, I want you to make sure that you mute it straight away, as that's the correct way that we'll how we'll get the sound of the record. If it's ringing out, I've found a new place to dwell, it doesn't have the same impact, nowhere near the same amount of impact. We want to make sure we're doing an E7. You know, the easy way to do it, just with your third finger off. But you could also do it, it's entirely correct, if you have your little finger on the third fret of the B string. So that's also a B7 as well. Some of you may have come across that, but the easier way to do it, just take your third finger off of a standard way. And then it can be tricky to get to this riff. Maybe you're finding that you can play the blues riff fine, but getting to it from an open E is quite tricky. Just leave earlier. Just go to it, get there earlier. It's crucial with chord changes in general, when you use them in songs, that you arrive on that first beat. But you can usually move to a chord much earlier than you may think. So if I do this one more time, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, at Heartbreak Hotel, and I'll be. Did you see how early I moved that time? I took my finger off on like beat 3, but you have open strings still ringing out. Even if I take my fingers off altogether. And that can mask a lot of movement. That can mask a lot of things and is very useful. So 1, 2, 3, 4, riff. As long as I arrive no earlier, certainly, than beat 1, that's really, really handy and a big tip. Getting from this to a B7 is, again, something that wants to be practiced and utilised on its own. This whole series of songs is part of a whole series of songs that basically teaches this B7 chord and how to use it in lots of different situations. Some are very bluesy, some are kind of busker songs, like Sitting on the Dock of the Bay is a common song that you use for buskers, and just the whole kind of C to B7. I always saw that as a bit of a busker's change. But in this situation, we're having to use it with an E7 and an A riff, I guess. But we should be fairly straightforward. Let's give it one more go, and then we'll get on to what to do over the solo section. If you want to skip along to that section, I'll put a link in the description. Always do that these days. From your E chord in a 1, 2, 3. Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of E7 in Heartbreak Hotel, and riff. You'll be so lonely, baby. You'll be so lonely. B7. You've been so lonely, you could die. And again. Well, though it's always crowded, you still gonna find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. And I've been so lonely, baby. I've been so lonely, I could die. Brilliant. So, over the solo section, we're going to need you to not stop for those first 4 bars of E. I'm going to need you to keep this riff going. Essentially creating a da 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 da. And on the original recording, you'll hear that riff, but it's actually played on piano because they were a trio, the original Elvis Presley band. One was a pianist, and we've got a guitar, lead guitar, Scotty Moore playing the lead guitar, so it's only kind of one guitar on the recording itself. So that's really useful playing this chord on the E as well. So we have four bars of E, which, just to show you how long that would be, one, two, three, four, second bar. And then all we have to do is slip your first finger down one string, just slip it down, try not to have to lift it off and get it all the way over there. It just slips down, and then we're on your A chord. And then B7 one strum, E7 as strum, absolutely as normal from then on. We're just swapping that first four bars of E for this riff. Let's give it a go. Along to me in a 1, 2, 3, 4. To an A, slip it down. B7, one strum, 2, 3, end on E. And then there'll be one more round of a verse where you go back to doing the muting, and then that's it, basically. One more time through that solo section, because this moving from an E to an A can be very tricky. Don't get disheartened if it's super tricky at the moment, because we're getting some riff content in here, and I'm going to be giving plenty of tips and tricks on this a little later on, with extra videos to help you at each section to make sure you're getting from each section on the beginner's course what I would like you to have acquired. One more time, super slow. 1, 2, 3, 4. And 1, 2, 3, 4, last one, then 2 and A, so slip down a string. Make sure you're only playing string 5 and 4, 5 and 4, B7, and end on your E chord. If it's sounding anywhere near that, that is absolutely fantastic for this level. There's a lot of very specific blues techniques that I'm using there, including just hitting a couple of strings. String 5 and 4 rather than the 6th string. If that still happened to you, don't worry about it. It's totally fine. It's just asking a little bit more from you at this kind of stage. Thanks for checking out this video. Do check out more of the songs at this level of my beginner's course. It will be in the description on the website. And please subscribe if you like what I do, so that I make you more videos. And I'm sure I will see you again.